Rock Station Nation. Unite at 97.7 WLER FM, Butler, Cranberry. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
Local music and The Rock Station 97.7, along with Shady Lady Productions. You found The Grassroots Show here tonight. Welcome to our show. I'm Bob Cupp, along with Mr. Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions and the Noble Hops Band, and many other hats that he wears, including a pirate hat, which I appreciate your allegiance. Boy, wait till you see the funky new shirt I just got from the manager of the Hall of Fame Club down at PNC Park. Yeah. Oh. I was going to wear it today, and it was a little cooler this morning, so next time we're together.
All right.
Yeah, she got me a Hawaiian shirt that was some promotion. I don't know, pretty cool, though. I just wish they were winning, and we would be talking in happy circumstances.
That all ended after the All-Star break.
Yeah, that's why we go to the Man Can special next segment and talk about the rainbow. So, but hey, good to have everybody on board here tonight, and we're going to play you some local music, talk local music, and we're going to bring a local legend in here, actually, a Pittsburgh area native, Billy Price, who is now living in Baltimore. And we're going to find out, catch up, but he has new material. He just literally just over a month ago released a brand new album called Dog Eat Dog, and I'm really curious to find out about it because I like what I see. So we'll talk with Billy coming up here. But we've got some things coming up, including the next Rock Done Right tour stop, which will be Zeely on Tap, second week of October down in Zillionople. Have an opportunity to see some local music and drink some beer.
Yeah, they've got two sessions going on during the day. It's up on the top of the hill there in the ball field at Zillionople Community Park. And they're going to have an afternoon session and an evening session. And food, like 20 different breweries. And, live music. We're going to have the Noble Hops will be there, some Shag Dog Melon Hit, and a band called Lucky Me.
It's going to be a great time. So two different sessions, afternoon and evening. So take your pick. And it's a fundraiser for the community pool there and also their library in Zillionople. So that'll be going on the second weekend of October. Got to give a quick shout out to and a pat on the back to John Vento. In fact, last weekend, you and I were on different days, but we both got to see Love, Lust, and Other Wreckage, his album, translated with a story into a stage show down at the Oaks Theater. And it was a salute to everybody that might have been in attendance. They had some pretty good crowds for both nights. And it was really cool to see that album kind of translated into a stage show. So congratulations on pulling that off. Amy Hartman and John Vento wrote it. I was sitting right behind Angela Sue, the director, in the audience, and it was cool to just see. We had an opportunity to visit with her, and to see that thing come to fruition. Some extremely talented actors on that show.
Yeah, and he got a lot of mileage out of that too. I mean, he was getting picked up by Pittsburgh area press all over the place with that. So yeah. I'm not surprised at the turnout. It was pretty decent, and I would say overall the whole thing was a success.
Yeah, so congratulations, John, on pulling that off, put it together, and I'm sure that was another interesting challenge for him. So, well, we're going to get to some music here tonight before we move on to Billy Price. Got another new tune sent over from our friend Rick Moses, who's an extremely talented guitarist, and he's been in a number of bands, including Plastered in Paris. I remember going to see Plastered in Paris. I was usually getting plastered in Butler when I went out and saw it, but that was part of the fun night out. And we've got a song from Rick. We're going to play Don't Know the Way from Rick Moses.
All right, Bob, reflecting back on his younger and wilder days. All right, well, I say we dig out a song we used to play quite often in our very, very early days. That was Olga Watkins. Ooh, and, a really cool tune called Bad Dog that was in regular rotation for a pretty good bit there.
It was, and it was a Grassy nominee for year
one. You know what? It was. I think it was.
Yep. How about that? All right. It's the Grassroots Show, The Rock Station 97.7.
The cards are down, I have to play. The days go longer, running out. time. Another mountain I have to climb. I don't know. A heavy burden is on my mind. Must move ahead to just buy some time. Car is ready just to call in my name. No more time, no more to blame. The towns are wasting, just wasting away. No more words can make day.
Like if you ever ran away.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at The Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We're back on the Grassroots Show here tonight. This segment brought to you by the Rainbow Inn, 323 2nd Street in Freeport. Stop on by for a refreshingly good time. They're doing some remodeling, and they always have a refreshing 24-ounce man can special that are always ice cold. So we encourage you to stop on by. They're open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. The Rainbow. You gotta go past the Rainbow to get into Freeport. So why not stop in and say hello to some great friends and longtime supporters of our show here tonight? We are very excited to have a very, very talented local music legend back in our midst here tonight. We're going to be talking with Mr. Billy Price, who just released recently a brand new album. And Billy is on the show here tonight. Billy Price, welcome to the Grassroots Show.
Always great to be here. Thank you.
Billy, you actually, since the last time we chatted, you packed up and moved. You're not residing in the Pittsburgh area. You're down nearby, though, not too far away, right?
I'm down in Baltimore and playing a lot in Baltimore and Washington, D.C. and Virginia and North Carolina. I'm playing a little more down here, and of course I'm still playing a lot in Pittsburgh as well.
Yeah, it's not that you've left your hometown, that's for sure, and the legendary legendary status that you've created here will live on for many, many years, but it's great to have you back on the show, and you were working on...
Still coming to see me play, so... I'm happy about that.
That's all. Well, I don't think anybody will ever forget about you, that's for sure, because you've created such great music. And it's good to see that you're kind of bouncing around, as you said, you know, living down in Maryland, but heading to Virginia and North Carolina as well. How's the reception been for you down that way?
Well, I put together a new band down here, and it's a very good band. I'm not sure they're quite up to the level of the Billy Price Band in Pittsburgh, but they're getting there. And I'm enjoying playing for some different people and getting it going down here.
Of course, the Keystone Rhythm Band will live in the minds of a lot of people. Are you going under that moniker, or is it just called the Billy Price Band now?
Well, the band in Pittsburgh is the Billy Price Band, and then the band down here is called the Billy Price Charm City Rhythm Band.
What inspired that name? I'm curious.
That's what they call Baltimore for some reason. Charm City, I'm not sure why.
Who do you have in the Charm City Rhythm Band?
One guy you might know is Pete Canaris. He was the guitar player for the Nighthawks for about 10 years. And we have a guy named Toro Gamble on drums. Toro has played with Chuck Brown and the Soul Searchers and Bill Kirchen and... a lot of other great people. Parliament Funkadelic he played with for a little while. And then we have a great trumpet player named Vince McCool, great sax player named Dan Gutwine, and a terrific keyboard player, Tam Sullivan, and Greg Hawhey on bass. Greg is also a great singer.
I knew a Greg Hawhey in this area. He doesn't have to
live in this area, that's right.
Okay, all right. Cool stuff. How long have you had that collaboration together now in Baltimore?
Maybe a year and a half or so. It's a lot of fun.
And you guys are out touring and playing the scene. If somebody from the Pittsburgh area and saw the Billy Price Band in this area, and now we maybe travel down to Baltimore because we'd like to visit some of the outlying areas, are you carrying the same kind of styling? Or are we going to see the same that we've come to know from Billy Price?
It's pretty close, I think. The music is all the same, and I'd say maybe a little more emphasis on background singing down here, you know, just the feel is just a little different, but it's basically the same thing.
How does Baltimore, Maryland, because me personally, I've been to D.C., I've been to the Virginia areas, Alexandria, you name it, but I've not personally been to Baltimore. How does that music scene compare to Pittsburgh?
I don't know. There doesn't seem to be as much going on down here as there is in Pittsburgh, honestly. Most of the clubs I'm playing are in the D.C. area or in the suburban areas of Baltimore. But there's a couple of clubs in the city that I'm playing that are really good. I'm playing one on Saturday night. It's sort of a jazz club. It's called Andy Musique, and a really nice club. So I'll be there on Saturday night.
And I also see this weekend you're playing Alexandria, Virginia. Boy, that seems to be a really – I've been to Alexandria a few times over the years, and that seems to be a scene that is just waiting to explode down that way.
Well, that club, the Birchmere, has been there for a long, long time, and I've been playing there for years. And we're doing a tribute to Lord Buchanan, who I sang with years ago. So we're putting together a show that's a tribute to his music. And we're going to have a lot of people who played with him during his lifetime and some other people who were influenced by him.
Well, that's awesome. Boy, that'll be one that a lot of people might want to travel for.
Yeah, I think so. It was before, and it was terrific.
That's great stuff. So give us a little background on the new album. How long had you been working on that? You just released that, what, back in August?
We released it August 2nd, yes.
How long of a process was that particular album?
I went out. It was the same producer and most of the same musicians who were on my previous album, Reckoning. I did that in San Jose, California, at a studio called Griefland. That is, it's actually the home of my producer, Kid Anderson. And Kid Anderson is a pretty well-known blues guitarist, originally from Norway, who plays lead guitar in Rick Astley and the Nightcats. And Kid is also a really accomplished producer. And so I liked my last album, Reckoning, so much that I wanted to do another one.
Very cool. Let's do a little sample of that. We're going to play Working on Your Chain Gang. Why don't you give us a little insight into that, Billy?
Well, I write songs with my keyboard player in Pittsburgh, Jimmy Britton. And this is one that we wrote together. I like the way it kicks off the album with starts with a nice little intro, and then the groove starts, and it gets people back on their feet. So I like it as a track one.
Well, let's go. Let's do it. This is the first track from the new Billy Price album, and it's called Working on Your Chain Gang. We've got Billy Price from the Charm City Rhythm Band here tonight from Baltimore, Maryland, on The Rock Station 97.7 and our Grassroots Show.
Call laughing in the street. People out of work, kids can't get enough to eat. Rich folks get the cake, poor folks settle for the crumb. Need a little help, they say ain't nothing but a bum. I know you're trying to make it, baby. Nowadays, you ain't got a prayer. Take a look around. There's doggy dog out there. Education suffers. They want their taxes cut. People wonder why the rate of crime keeps going up. Babies making babies. Kids are just killing kids. People scraping by on barely enough to live. I know you're trying to make it, baby. Nowadays you barely got a prayer.
Yeah.
The Grassroots Show thanks the Rainbow Inn in Freeport for being our longest-running sponsor. They've been here from show number one. You should get out and support a local business that supports local musicians. And that's exactly what the Rainbow does. Stop by for lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, 323 2nd Street in Freeport. It's the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all Pittsburgh sporting events. They're open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. They're home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Stop by and thank the Rainbow Inn for their sponsorship of local music via the Grassroots Show. Stop on in. Look for Utah.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
Back with Billy Price on the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station, 97.7. This particular segment brought to you by our friends at Bros' Superette, who are high on the hill right on the Price corner of South Main and Rockenstein Avenue in the city of Butler. And they're a great little butcher shop with so much more they can provide you. Just when they say superette, that's kind of what they are, if you can imagine that. They've got some sides for your meals. They've got some things you can complement a meal with, you can create a whole meal with, or you can just get something to snack on. Whether it's for lunch or dinner, I would hope you stop by Bros' Superette here in Butler. We just heard the song Dog Eat Dog, and Billy Price with us here tonight, and I kind of made the comment that we referred to your Baltimore band, Baltimore-based band, Billy, now the Charm City Rhythm Band. But on the new album, that is not the label. I should make that clear. You have studio musicians that you worked with on the new album.
Yeah, Kid Anderson has a group that he has in the studio. It's a great Jerry Jamont on bass and Jim Pugh on keyboard. And Alex Pedersen, another Norwegian guy on drums. And actually, it's my sax player from Pittsburgh, Eric Baldwin, doing all the saxophone work.
Were those similar guys that you used on Reckoning, or was it just the producer?
Yeah, they're all the same guys in the rhythm section. As I say, different guys in the horn section, and all the same background singers, too.
Obviously, the song we just heard was the title track from the album. Tell us a little bit about Dog Eat Dog.
That was Kid Anderson's idea to record that song. It's written by his leader of his band, Rick Estrin. And Rick actually recorded that with the Nightcats back when they were Little Charlie and the Nightcats, and Rick was the harmonica player. So he wrote that in 1993, and Kid thought it would be a good idea to do a new version of it. Rick Estrin actually plays harmonica on that version that you just heard. And the other vocalist on there is one of my very favorite blues singers, Alabama Mike. And I'm really pleased that I had a chance to sing a song with Mike, because he's really great.
I would take it Mike's from Alabama. Is that the connection?
He's from Alabama. He lives on the West Coast.
Oh, wow. Okay. I love that name, man. That is just really cool stuff.
Check out his music. He's tremendous. He's one of the best blues singers out there today.
That's pretty cool. I mean, when you have somebody that you've had the opportunity to appreciate and now bring in and have on your album, you know, one of the previous times we talked to you was when you did the connection with the great late Otis Clay. It's got to be pretty special to be a musician of your stature and be able to bring somebody in that you appreciate.
Yeah, it is. It really is very gratifying. I love that Rick Estrin also came and played. I admire him a lot as well.
As far as the theme of the album, was there intent with that, or was tell us a little bit about the what you wanted to do with this particular album, and how the song content came to be?
Well, we did try to put more blues songs on the album. We were kind of targeting the blues market, the kinds of people who go on the rhythm and blues cruises and who go to all the festivals during the summer. From a commercial point of view, that's the audience that we're going after a little more consciously on this one. But at the same time, just like on Reckoning, I think there's a very wide variety of music on there. The ones we're selecting today to play, you'll hear that range, I think. The next one, Toxic City, is a kind of a funk thing. And then the last one, My Love Will Never Die, is a old blues classic by Otis Rush.
The album cover, I'm curious, where was the picture for that shot? Is that from Baltimore? It shows you walking a Doberman down the street. Is that a shot in Baltimore, or
yeah,
was that out west?
Yeah, it belongs to a friend of ours, but And the car that you see, the beautiful Chrysler, belonged to the photographer. He just brought it along to the photo shoot because he thought it would fit, and it worked really nicely.
Yeah, it looks pretty sharp.
It's a good album cover.
Yeah.
That's great stuff. Gulf Coast Records, is this the first that you've had an album appear on them? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's my first. It's a new label, and it's run and owned, co-owned by a friend of mine, a young guitarist named Mike Zito, who is really making a noise in the blues scene these days. So Mike was starting this new label, and Mike was always a fan of mine, a fan of Roy Buchanan, and he knew that I was planning to do a new album with Kid Anderson, and once he got word of that, he asked me if I wanted to put it out on Gulf Coast, and of course I was thrilled to do that.
Where can people find it? Obviously you have your own website. You can pick it up there.
Amazon, iTunes, or any of the download services. I'm sure they all have them, and you might find it in a record store here and there. It has pretty good distribution, probably in the blues section.
Awesome. Dog Eat Dog with Billy Price. If you go to billyprice.com, Billy has a great website. You can read up a little bit and find. You have a great listing of all your albums there. So we can still get.
Yeah, we also have Dog Eat Dog t-shirts. Really cool.
Yeah, I see that on the bottom. That's an awesome looking shirt. So can we still pick up on the collaboration you did with Otis Clay? That was such a great album.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, both in vinyl and in CD.
Well, Billy, we wish you the best of luck. We appreciate the opportunity to visit with you as we have here tonight again. As you said, we're going to play Toxicity and My Love Will Never Die from the new Dog Eat Dog album. And look forward to, obviously, you're going to still be doing shows around this area, but I don't know. I'm kind of intrigued. I think we need to come to a Billy Price show here in Pittsburgh and then head down to Baltimore to see you.
Or go to Switzerland.
Oh, no, we'd love to have you.
Or Switzerland, too. Yeah, you're flying overseas, too, huh?
Yeah, I'll be in Switzerland for the Lucerne Blues Festival in November.
Billy Price here tonight on the Grassroots Show. Billy, best wishes. Thanks for being with us here tonight.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Dog Eat Dog is the brand new album, and here's one of the cuts. This is Toxicity on the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7.
Your poison words shake me up and upset my nerves. Explanations never come out clean. But it's not hard to figure out. It's what my people warn me about. This was all foreseen. It's not such a mystery. It's nothing but toxicity.
necessity. You added me to your history. A poisonous toxicity.
never, 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 baby. You know my love. My love will never die. My love will never die. Oh, my love. My
Rosie Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town, whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken. And Rosie's is the king of ham loaf in Butler. Make sure you try their kibasi or smoked meats, and I guarantee you'll be back for more. And pick up some of their delicious prepared foods. Rosie Superette, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill and right on the price is Rosie Superette.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on the Rock Station 97.7.
Plenty of local music for you to check out in the weeks ahead. Coming up on Saturday, September 28th, it's the All Saints Brewing Oktoberfest featuring Sour Mash. That gets underway at 2 p.m. An open mic night with Sam Sears at the Clarion River Brewing Company on the 28th gets underway at 7. And then out at the Hotel Beacon, it's Anger the Ant, two-time Grassy Award winners performing, kicking off 9 p.m. Saturday, September 28th. On Friday, October 4th, it's an evening with Artie Tedesco and Will Franklin at Steamworks Creative in Gibsonia. Begins at 7:30. And Saturday, October 5th, it's the Climo Birthday Bash at Good Time Bar and Grill in Millvale. It's hosted by Mockingbird Lane. On the Shady Lady concert calendar, Saturday, September 28th, join the Noble Hops Band at the All Green Outdoor Living's Egg Fest. They're going to be doing big green egg cooking competitions with food, beverages, and live music with the Noble Hops Band from 11 to 3 at All Green Outdoor Living's. Tickets are available at eventbrite.com. If you've never seen anything cooked in the big green egg, you need to stop by. Also on Saturday the 28th, it's the new model reveal party at Three Rivers Harley-Davidson with food, beverage, raffles, and live music featuring the Justin Wade Band. On Sunday, September 29th, join the Noble Hops Band at the Narcisse Winery. It's a Sunday fun day on the patio with reservations at Narcisse recommended. On Saturday, October 12th, it's Zillion Tap. It's the Rock Down Right Tour stop with two sessions right inside the Zillion Opal Community Park, or I should say, on top of the hill inside the Zillion Opal Community Park, with breweries, food, and live music featuring the Noble Hops Band, Shag Dog Melonhead, and Lucky Me. And mark your calendar as well. Friday, November 22nd, the Rock Down Right Tour is celebrating the WLER 40th anniversary with a concert at the American Legion Post in Lindora. Come celebrate 40 years of music with WLER, an all-star concert featuring many of the area's top local musicians performing songs from the past 40 years. Doors open at 6, concert at 7, Friday, November 22nd.
That view is amazing, is exactly what you'll say when you walk into the Clubhouse on the Hill, a restaurant and bar nestled above Freeport overlooking a beautiful nine-hole golf course. Elevated appetizers, burgers, sandwiches, pasta, seafood, and the best steak you'll ever eat. It's the perfect venue to host showers, receptions, and corporate retreats. Enjoy live music, DJ trivia, comedy nights, or watch sports on their giant flat-screen TVs. It's Freeport's best-kept secret, the Clubhouse on the Hill. 499 Freeport Road. See more at theclubhouseonthehill.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Thanks again to Billy Price joining us on the air tonight from Baltimore, Maryland, where he is now living, and we apologize, sir. It wasn't the perfect connection on his cell phone, but got a vibe there of what he's going on, and it sounds like some really cool things. It sounds like he's kind of reinvigorated with what he's doing, and of course he's bouncing back and forth, still playing Pittsburgh, so be sure to check him up. I'd really love to see that show in Alexandria.
Yeah, well, hey, maybe we can get the general manager here to lend us the van and the credit card.
How about that? I'm all for it. I love Alexandria, Virginia.
I'm marching right over there.
All right.
Right after the show.
All right. Open that door up. So let me know how that goes, okay? We'll see if Utah joins us next week. Actually going to have another special guest in, another gentleman who was part of this scene and is gone, and that's Stephen King. He was part of the band Trigger Happy, and his job has taken him all over the United States, but he's still doing his Pajamarama videos, and we'll find out about that. That'll be fun as well. Don't forget, Rock Done Right Tour, second week of October, Saturday, Zillion Opal on tap, or Zillion Tap down in Zillion Opal, and November 22nd. Mark your calendar, circle it. It's a Friday night. We're going to have a 40th anniversary party with great local musicianship playing some kick out the jams, if you will.
Yeah, we're doing an all-star concert, so come check it out. It's going to be fun and a great way to show your support back to a radio station that is showing its support for the local music scene. So I expect that show to sell out. I'm throwing the gauntlet down right now.
Okay. Chad Michelini. We have played his songs in the past. He released a new album July 5th of this year. And I've been kind of sitting on this because we were so tied up doing stuff. This is one of the examples of how much music we do have right now. But he's created a number of different things. And one of the songs is kind of a rocky little thing called Lies. You can check him out, ChadMichelliniMusic.com. And follow him on Facebook. He's got music on Spotify, too. So we'll play his song called Lies.
Wasn't he pretty much a regular contestant in the Colgate, the Country Showdown shows?
Yes,
back
that
then?
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I recognize that name.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let's take the show out with somebody we haven't played in a very long time either. And that's Jimbo and the Soup Bones and their song Play You Away.
And we will play you music for local experiences again next Sunday night, 7 o'clock, right here on The Rock Station 97.7.
Believing your own lies, all your lies. Liar, liar, your pants on fire. Quit acting like a child. Ashes to ashes, you're making us all fall down. You really think that what I don't know won't hurt me? At what point did you think that I'd believe you? It's time to stop the lies. It's time to look me in the eyes and tell me everything that's been going on. What are you protecting me from? Pretty picture of, I can't take anything you have to say, except your lies. I put up with it and I've sat through all the lies and bullshit. But it's time to stop telling me what you think I wanna hear. I lost my trust in you, your words weren't hard to see through. At what point did you start believing your own lies? It's time to stop the lies, it's time to look me in the eyes and tell me everything that's been going on. What are you protecting me from? Painting a pretty picture of, I can't take anything you have to say, it's time to stop the lies, it's time to look me in the eyes, and tell me everything that's been going on.
protecting me from painting a pretty picture of. I can't take anything you have to say, except your lies, except your lies.
And I'll play you a whip. Yeah, I'll play you a whip. It's a badass guitar. I'll play you a whip. Yeah, I'll play you a whip. Step back, show the palm of my hands. You could take you and your contraband and find some place. Better be out my face. Your needs, they blow my mind. Go on and get yours, baby, I'll be fine. Don't touch them socks. I'll turn on the Xbox and I'll play you away. Yeah, I'll play you away. I'll play you. From the photograph. Every time I look, I laugh and laugh, laugh and laugh. Poor woman will never be the same. I like the 65 and sunny. You like the 99 with rain and pain. Dun dun, take it down.
Two.
broadcasting the best rock across all of Western Pennsylvania. WLER FM Butler Cranberry.
Tell me how to live my life. We'll be right back.
Newcastle is the Rock Station 97.7. Station 97.7. First with local music. Don't miss the Grassroots Show Sunday nights at 7 on the Rock Station 97.7.
Just fine now, baby. Most
Look for The Rock Station 97.7 out on the street. Make sure to stop by and say hi.
I have a bad feeling about this.
And wish WLER a happy 40th anniversary.
Give me something nice and shiny.
With The Rock Station 97.7.
Radio is America's number one mass reach medium. Yes, you heard that correctly. More people listen to the radio on an average weekly basis than watch TV or search the internet. And there's a reason why. We play your favorite songs, we have your favorite DJs, and we also cover local news, sports, and weather always live and always on time. So if 93% of Americans are listening to radio, wouldn't it make sense for your business to be there too? At the Butler Radio Network, you get what you won't get at other places. Better service that offers a tangible result on your investment. Local music, local news, local DJs, and local businesses make local radio. So while all the big market stations focus group their music and overanalyze the market, we're doing radio the way it was meant to be. The Butler Radio Network takes pride in what we do. We care about where we work, we care about who listens, and we care about our local businesses. To learn more, call 724-283-1500 or visit butlerradio.com and click on the advertising page. I'm Tyler Friel, and I love what we do.
Your rock starts now.
We play by our own rules.
The Rock Station. Rock Station.
I like the heavy metal stuff.
They play everything.
They're the best.
The Rock Station 97.7.
Just one.